Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Tuesday afternoon, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum gave the State of the State Address at the Capitol Building in Bismarck. While delivering the address, he gave an update on the agriculture sector.
North Dakota's farmers continue to lead the nation in the production of wheat, canola, edible beans, sunflower, oats, and honey, and rank in the top 10 in soybeans, sugar beets, potatoes, and lentils. We're thankful every day that our farmers produce the nation and provide the nation and the world with plentiful, high-quality food supply. This past fall, we saw a much smoother harvest than the fall flooding we saw in the battles of 2019. But some growers experienced disappointing yields due to delayed spring 2020 planting, an extremely dry fall, and a widespread early frost on September 8th. Some ag input suppliers had a rough year, with parts of the states recording record amounts of prevent plant acres. Fortunately, commodity prices have rebounded some, putting some wind of hope and opportunity in the sales of our farmers and ranchers heading into this year. Still, as always in agriculture, that optimism is tempered by risk, including the drought that has quietly crept across our state these last several months. A year ago at this time, there was no part of North Dakota that was considered abnormally dry. Today, the entire state is at least that dry, abnormally dry, or drier. 16% of the state is rated abnormally dry, 24% is moderately in moderate drought, 53% of our state is in severe drought, and 7% is in extreme drought. So it's not just the skiers and the snowmobilers and the kids who got new sleds for Christmas who are praying for snow. We'll be closely watching these conditions as spring nears, and just as we were in 2017, we'll be ready to support our farmers and ranchers no matter what nature brings. Looking long term, the world's population is projected to increase by one-third by the year 2050. Just 30 years from now, crop production will need to double to meet demand. And when you consider that corn yields have increased nearly sixfold in the last 100 years, we have no doubt that the North Dakota farmers and ranchers will be up to the challenge, supplying not only food and value-added food products, but also biofuels. North Dakota's ethanol capacity has increased fivefold in the last decade, providing a market for 60% of our state's corn. The Bank of North Dakota's ethanol recovery program provided nearly $43 million in working capital to help ethanol plants withstand the collapse in energy demand due to COVID. Our executive budget includes $14 million to complete the $60 million Ag Development Center at NDSU, which was approved by the last Legislative Assembly. And it also proposes a portion of legacy fund earnings be directed towards value-added opportunities that will reduce our dependence on commodity prices we cannot control.
Again, that was North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum with his thoughts on agriculture during the State of the State address. This is Inside Agriculture.